This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Blood pressure test.
Huh?
Dude, I'm taking a blood pressure test. I'm at the doctor. No. This is a story. I'm telling a story. I'm at the doctor's.
I know that. But you understand that context is everything, right, Hayes?
Are you like tired or something?
You
sound very loud and tired.
I was at this awesome event recently and I haven't felt right since. It was in this beautiful sort of rose garden. It was me and all the homies. And we were just dapping each other up, hugging and chilling. And it was like honestly really beautiful in this time where everyone sort of lost their minds a little bit and forgotten how much like what's really important, which is just like close contact with the actual homies, like the ride or die day ones. It was so cool to embrace that. But anyway, I don't know if I was allergic to the pollen from the rose garden or something.
Yeah.
But I've felt a little bit off. I feel awesome right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been peaks and valleys for a few days.
Well, you should go. I was just saying I was at the doctor's mall where... Mm. It's a mall where every store is a different doctor. And I went to the blood pressure test store. And I'm getting the pressure test. And they put it on the Velcro and it's on there. And then it gets all so fat.
Right?
Yeah. And they're like, is your blood in there? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And they're like, can you like check? And you're like,
I think it's in there, right?
Are you okay? I mean, just like, I really just...
As I said, I feel fucking awesome right now, but just a few minutes ago, it was quite the opposite. And I feel like
so
I'm
you're excited
again,
about the fact that you're feeling like that you're on the...
That I appear to be 100% better from the pollen attack. And actually even better than I was 20, 30 years ago. So I think like that's, you know, the zone I'm in. But you were saying, right? Your blood is there, right? You're not like Dracula.
I think we...
Or he has blood.
I think Dracula has blood, yeah.
He likes it, yeah.
I think we can ride off this energy, and I am so excited to see, because sometimes you can be like very disconnected from what we're doing here.
I know.
Very sort of difficult to engage.
Guilty.
And so the fact that you are so engaged right now, I do want to take advantage of that because we do have such an exciting episode today. We have an amazing guest in it.
Is it louder today, the show?
You are being very
loud. Is the show loud for anyone else?
The show is loud for me, but I don't really know why it would be loud for you, because you...
Perfect, perfect. Let's just go.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names and the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
it's Haley Joel Osment. We have Haley Joel Osment to do the show today. And he is the actor and performing, and he does the... and he did all the... so many movies.
Well, not to cut you off, Hayes, and it's on screen some of this what he's doing.
Haley,
no, you just seem like you weren't going to say it.
Talk about this, your life and work.
Ah, thanks for having me, guys. Man, yeah, a life of work. That's what I like to think of it as. And
can you hear that?
I can't. Are you knocking on a coconut? I can't see you. I can just tell from the sound.
It sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glug glug. Yeah, I've had the privilege to perform in a variety of mediums, sound, vision,
vision,
occasionally
visual,
on stage. Yeah.
Visual performance.
It's definitely very important.
Sean is doing a lot of, and it's like this, we're talking about visual, Sean is doing a lot of visual Hugh Murray's holding up binoculars and he's knocking on the coconut. And it is so great to see him so excited and having so much fun doing the show. Because it's often...
It kind of sounds like the sound it makes, the word does, right?
Yeah.
Coconut. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. This is a fake.
Haley, you have this movie now.
I'm going to take a break.
You're going to...
Go ahead, do the show. I'm just taking a quick break.
You're going to... Are you going to stay here? Or you're going to... Or are you going to leave? You're going to stay here and make noise.
You can hear that?
Haley, talk about this movie. And this is soon, right?
Very soon, yes. The movie is called The Devil Has a Name. It'll be streaming on October 16th, Friday.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you're really breathing with your neck muscles. Stop. That is a good sign.
What is his name? Or it's her name could be as well.
My character's name or?
No, the devil.
The devil. Oh, well, that's for the viewer to discover. There's a number of candidates in the film. We have a very large cast. There's, I think, eight names above the title.
Eight people in the cast.
Just simply above the title on the one sheet. Jeez. Which is unusual. Very hard to frame when posting it on Instagram when they do it in portrait mode. So
posting the one sheet.
Are you verified on there?
I am. I don't even know how it happened.
Kevin, can I get verified on there?
I'll talk to some people, yeah.
Yeah, because it pisses me off. No disrespect to Haley, but this clown's fucking verified. Like, I'm out here doing, you know, I'm working just as hard, it seems. Right?
You needed to send me a photo of your driver's license, and I think you responded, nice try.
Oh, yeah. Well, they keep changing them, right?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my summer. I got the real ID. I went to what turned out to be a much more crowded DMV than I was anticipating and was pretty on edge for the whole time.
And Kevin, do you know where the movie is streaming?
Yes. Apple Prime Video, Vudu, Fandango Now, Google Play, Xfinity, Comcast, and Spectrum.
You said Vudu, right?
Vudu. You do Vudu next to me.
That's my dog. That's my shit, man. Voodoo man. I'm a big bad voodoo daddy, man. That's all I watch. I got rid of the other apps because if it ain't on Voodoo, I don't want to see it. No, Voodoo rocks, man. So what's up? Are we going to talk about business?
Yeah. So today we do a lot of entertainment industry stuff on this show, but today we are very focused on business development, which I know, Haley, is something that is like very important to you.
Huge.
And that your work in entertainment is kind of a side project that you use to promote various entrepreneurship strategies and initiatives that you have done over the course of your career. Do you want to just talk about some of the businesses that you have developed and sort of like sent off out into the world and then onto the
sure.
Fire them out, machine gun fire. Give us the businesses, you know.
I've been hawking tomatoes for a couple years now.
Tomatoes,
yeah. Tomato husbandry has been pretty big in my life. I went to the Tomato Mania Seedling Festival at Descanso Gardens 2 years ago, and that really just opened a lot of doors for me in what I could.
Now, Descanso, what does that mean?
I think what the verb is descansar, which I believe means to relax. Mm-hmm. So relaxing gardens.
It means I relax gardens.
Yeah, I relax gardens. Mm. And boy, do you. Yeah.
So the tomato, and you did some networking at a tomato event.
Right. That introduced me into the hot pepper community, which introduced me to the neem oil community, which is an organic pesticide that you can use to stop various fungi. Aphids, even ants and some spiders that get into your garden box.
Have you had ghost peppers?
Yes.
Homer Simpson went insane when he tried one.
Was that on The Simpsons? I didn't see that.
It was too hot for him.
That is too hot.
It is too hot.
I prefer the Carolina Reaper, which has big, scary, spiky black leaves and looks as spicy as it ends up tasting. That's
good. Right? Not tricking you.
Yeah, you don't want to be tricked. Yeah. Yeah, like a habanero can look so innocent. You know, it can be like a nice, it looks like a sweet habanero, but pop it in your mouth and you're going to be suffering for the rest of the
Boom.
Day.
Boom. See ya. Rest in peace.
Exactly.
Haley, so let's talk about what we're partnering on today. Mm-hmm. Sean and I came to you with a proposal. We're
passionate about business too. You know, we have recently come in contact with this man who has just developed the most amazing technology for entrepreneurs and business leaders. And his technology, it applies to every aspect of your life. I mean, it's specifically great for business leaders, but it really puts you in touch with yourself. And when you're at cause, the power that you have over your environment and the people around you and your ability to really be at peak performance level at all times is so amazing. And I am the first to admit, I thought the sashes were silly at first. I was not in favor of wearing the sashes. I thought they were silly. I did. Mm-hmm. But to have a visual representation that says, hey, I've achieved this, you know, I've done this. And so, you know, we've become passionate about business and we want to employ this tech, this astounding tech. Can you help us? We've got this oil, and I hesitate to call it olive oil in this meeting, but that will be what the bottle says.
I see.
We want to sell it at the farmer's market.
Right.
We had tried this, the experience of olive oil had sort of come into our life, and we tried this stuff, and we were like so fascinated by it. It's wet, but not really.
Yeah. No, like, it's this stuff is nuts, and it's not wet exactly.
But
it's getting on you.
It's definitely not dry.
But it's getting on you.
It is definitely getting on you.
Okay.
It doesn't like taste. It's not like food. It doesn't like you wouldn't eat this and be like, this is food. But it's also not like it's not like poison.
You wouldn't say that it's plastic or something. You wouldn't eat it and say, I'm having plastic.
That. If you could not just feeling it, but if you actually put it in your mouth, you would still be able to say this is not plastic.
It's not a drink, but it's not food.
Right.
Does it come in a bottle? How are you packaging this?
We can talk about that. That's one of the things we wanted to talk about.
That would actually be huge for us. Right now it is loose.
Mm.
But like bottle strategy is something that we are kind of looking at with you. But you put that tomato in there?
Well, let me toss something your way because I have often, you know, meditated on the expense of shipping. All right. Good luck. The expense of shipping things in glass bottles, this, you know, in the wine industry, as they say, you're not shipping the wine, you're shipping the glass because of how heavy
it is.
I was thinking aluminum cans, which you see things proffered in that. You know, I think certain summer wines have done that. But if you had an aluminum bottle to distribute things in, I think that could be hot, that could be trendy. People, it would, you know, they'd display them on shelves after they'd empty the bottle. If that's how this substance comes out of it, I'm not sure if it evaporates or if it has physical form.
Haley, what if I told you, back from break, what if I told you there's nothing in California state law that actually specifies how much olive has to be in the oil?
I would say, Sean, tell me more.
If you have, what we're finding is if you have oil, which we do, gobs of it.
It's oil.
And you have an olive.
For sure.
If we were to get one of these, I think you called them cans. If we were to put one olive and some oil, that's olive oil as far as Uncle Sam is concerned.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where or who the rest of the oil comes from. So that, you know, that's one. We need a face on this thing due to the results of a recent class action suit. The face cannot be mine or Hayes's or even Kevin's, believe it or not, because of some things that happened with our previous olive oil company.
I would love to volunteer my own face, but looking at the four of us in the same screen right now,
Haley Joel Olives.
I do have to say we look kind of like those guys that just got arrested in Michigan, somewhat indistinguishable if you're squinting at the screen. We all kind of have similar length hair, somewhat similar facial hair. I think we may have to get a more drastically different face to avoid
Faces will be nowhere near this, Haley. And what's really exciting, right, I think, for you is actually my name is not going to be anywhere near any aspect of this company other than the bank account, which won't be directly even associated with it.
All right.
It will be you. It will be, you'll be the CEO. You'll be the face on the bottle. I mean, you're going, it's
can
your
I have
show,
some, so, some like some sort of mononym though that's like cooler than CEO?
Haley Joel Olives.
Like Haley Joel Olives.
Haley Joel Olives. Haley Joel Olives.
Haley Joel Olives. Oh, Haley Joel, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Hey, and also, like, if people come up to you, because you're going to be manning the booth, obviously.
Yeah.
If people come up to you at the farmer's market and are like, hey, are you that person that tried to kidnap that woman? You can be like, just honestly, like, take a second to kind of read their, like, from where they are asking that question, you know? And so if they're, like, pissed about you doing that, you'd be like, no, obviously, no. I'm Haley Joel Olives.
But if they're like, that was kind of cool. Then
yeah, if they
we're
seem to be like,
a business relationship.
Are you the guy that like?
Don't
like,
I wouldn't say, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
but I would be willing to leave it in a gray area where,
yeah, just be like, no, me,
Come on, little old me, kidnap that bad old senator, couldn't be. So, I mean, that's probably the safest bet.
I think this is good.
Yeah, it rocks. I'm so fascinated by the aluminum bottle. Does it have a top, a pop
sport
top?
Does it have a sport top?
It does have a sport. Well, that depends. I still need to get sort of the physical properties of this. It's oily. It sounded early on like its lack of wetness sounded like you could almost have a shaker top on it. Like
you're mischaracterizing
the salt that you put
on
the
popcorn. You're mischaracterizing it.
Okay.
That's not what we said. We did.
We said you're going to get
lack
wet.
Of wetness.
You're going to get wet.
It's getting on you.
It's getting on you.
It's getting on you. Yeah.
All right.
And it's not that it's, there's not a lack of wetness, but it's certainly not that it's so wet. It's not a drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I'd love to have a sport top on there.
Mm-hmm. Sport top.
And
I like that.
Right now it's on the floor, but that, I don't
but
think
the floor's
can...
huge, Haley.
Good.
The floor is huge, but not like, I don't think it's big enough to have the farmer's market there. Well,
yeah. Well,
it's too big for a farmer's market stall.
Well, no, I'm saying like the floor where the olive oil is now, I'm wondering if it's just easier to say that's where the farmer's market is.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe like we sell out space to like other, like a couple other booths around there.
Absolutely.
It's certainly better for me. Just the commute is going to murder me if we do it anywhere else.
Oh, what part of town is it? Oh, well, I guess, yeah. You're
it will murder, because for him to like move around too much right now, he would slip on the oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I tried putting like some area rugs down, but they, you know, they're not getting rid of the oil. If anything, they've made the oil sort of more unpredictable.
Interesting.
Haley, I'm fascinated by your knowledge about the wine industry, and it has made me realize that I misunderstood that earlier. You are producing and selling tomato wine. Can you?
That's right.
Talk about the taste of this product and its possibly psychedelic effects.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, there's so many tomato varietals, you know, available to the average person, but you really need to know how to combine a bunch of different tomatoes. It kind of like how the ayahuasca plant has the vine and then the seed, and then you have to be able to mix them.
This guy's tripping balls right now, man. He's tripping his face off the ayahuasca plant. You hear how he said it? Not your first rodeo, huh, Papa Bear?
Now this.
Hey, I am a businessman. I am a businessman.
Okay.
I gotta know how things are pronounced. But it's the same with tomatoes, basically. And so this wine, you know, as opposed to a product that's, you know, it's going to get on you, this will not get on you. It is extremely viscous.
Wow. Haley, we should probably say that too.
Shelf life. Yeah.
We should probably say that ours won't get on you either, but it will.
Yeah.
Jingle idea. Jingle idea. And I don't know if you can get the rights to this.
Here, all right.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. We can dance and party all night. Cherry tomato wine.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Or ketchup wine.
Ketchup wine.
I mean, that's
and
really
drink some ketchup
is.
Wine.
Oh, it could be, but it could be kind of like, you know, those labels that have like a joke, like fat bastard wine or irony wine. This
can we
say
get
catch
fat
up.
Bastard to do?
Oh my god,
fat
it's
bastard
it could
fat
we could franchise it off of the joke that Uma Thurman tells in Pulp Fiction when the father tomato stomps on the baby tomato and says catch up. We could somehow get all of that onto the label.
The bride.
Yeah. Slicing a giant tomato in half with a katana.
I think we're moving away from fat bastard a little quickly.
I was excited by
because
the fat bastard.
Yeah,
idea
that's
too.
A real one.
I think we all really responded to that.
Yeah.
So because if the wine, I mean, really what you're saying when you open a bottle of wine is get in my belly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have a lot of stuff already built out. We have our brand ambassador, Haley Joel Olives. We have the location of the farmer's market, which is near the floor where the oil is right now. Mm. We have the bottle is made of aluminum and it has a sport top. The one thing I worry about that is aluminum bottle, sport top. So it's a squeezable, but if it's aluminum, it will essentially crumple the bottle. So I guess you just have to like take it all the way down when you first squeeze it.
Yeah.
But that's good for us because that's people huge. Aren't leaving this thing on our shelf forever. You know, what they're doing is finishing it. It's a single serving product.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you putting it on? Have you had any sort of tie-ins?
The floor.
The floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently,
it goes on the floor. It goes
but
on the floor.
But it's gotten on my clothes as well.
Mm.
What do like other people put it on? You're saying like they buy it? Like what is it? Like what are they?
Yeah.
Like,
what? You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like let me get into this. It can be fruit sauce. It can be you can like pour it on a bowl of fruit as like a sauce. You could take some bananas, apples, grapes. You pour it all over that in like a sort of a sauce format.
Mm.
Or it's a dressing, you know, for like a chopped fruit chili of some kind. And you, if you wanted to like throw a pear in a pot with like some stone fruit and if it was dry, especially and you needed to sauce it, this product could be a lifesaver in that kind of scenario.
Could you fill up a muffin tin, put it in the refrigerator and then have, you know, like jellied olives in it? You drop like one black olive into each muffin.
Olives?
Thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
One thing for me is like in terms of putting a single olive in the can of oil, these guys aren't going to check every single damn can.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
We might not need to shell out all the initial capital. I mean, if we're doing well, sure, fine, we'll get more olives.
Mm-hmm.
But at present, we don't really have the olives to cover that kind of distribution.
I see. Well, you just order one pizza and then distribute those olives into the aluminum bottles.
Olives on pizza? Sick.
Yeah.
Ew.
Cheese pizza only.
Cheese pizza only.
And often they're just like shaking it. I think like they can't really see, inside, especially if it's aluminum. So you can just put something else in there that makes kind of an olive noise.
Yeah. Well, I thought it could be, you know, it's like a fun, you know, how certain prepared lunch things, the fun is, you know, releasing the different ingredients, you know, opening up the package of pepperonis in the Lunchables or something. We it could be a fun thing where the olive is in its
school
own.
Supplies.
Yeah, or you could like rip. It's in a like giant like pill case, you know, and you get to crack it open, and it has some sort of reaction in the substance. The dropping of the olive sort of activates the bottle.
Ayahuasca man's got a lot of pill cases around.
You gotta have two different ingredients to get the effects. You have to. It can't just be one.
Mr. Ayahuasca's got some pill cases around. What are you popping, man? What are you popping these days?
I keep
now,
my
Sean is like, this is actually great because like Sean has this like very cavalier attitude about this, that like I think, is a response to it being very scary to him.
Mm.
And so,
well, I can swallow them. So it's not, that's not the issue. They're not going to get caught in my throat. Why would I be scared to take a little incy-bincy pill?
You don't even need water, right?
My mouth is wet enough that I could swallow it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
My tongue won't absorb the water instantly and stop it from getting in my throat. Would you just stop it with all that?
So I think every time I pop one of those Trader Joe's grassy men's health vitamins into my mouth and try and swallow it without water, just how easy it is, how smoothly it goes down.
That sounds not scary to me.
Mm.
Sean ends up kind of like crunching it right away.
Ugh.
You have to kind of hold his mouth open and just like get it straight to the back, like behind. We've talked about his like teeth situation a lot, but he just will kind of go into this almost primordial like animal crunch mode anytime something passes like the lip barrier.
Mm. It's an instant it's like bite response. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
I am crashing. Obviously, I started this podcast on a wicked high. There was no way to maintain it. We're about 26 minutes in, and I am pretty much done. I know I've had to take a break here and there, and I really encourage you guys to do the show. But I just want to be fully honest about where I'm at. I do not feel good right now, and so I'm probably not going to be like engaging.
It's only in comparison to the early part of the show that I think that will be like noticeable. Now we are sort of entering into more like the normal show, right? Where you are in and out and kind of like doing other stuff. And that's, you know, that's okay. And I think for listeners, they'll be like more accustomed to that. That's fine. Mm. You do seem to be getting wetter. Your hair is nothing is really like happening over there, but your hair is now very wet.
Yeah, it's gotten soaked. It's not just my hair. Like the way I'm framed, it's my head, but everything below the neck as well has gotten really very soaked.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
We have to talk about the booth. We're not going to do this like the booth babes and like this like crass thing that like the other olive oil companies do where they're like set where it's like what they're really selling is sex. Right.
Yeah.
But we want it. We classy design. We do want it to drive around. We want it to have not weapons, but like some kind
of talk
like,
about the saw blade.
Yeah. So like a defense system with like a very quickly chopping saw that comes out to chop. Like a competing product could chop the fruit that we use the oil as a sauce on.
Mm.
Talk about the fangs.
The booth has fangs. We know that for sure. The question is where the fangs go to make it look like a crazy, like monster, you know? Mm. Like we put them too high up at first and then it's like, where's the actual mouth part if the fangs are like way up like so this is what we need your help with as a husbandry person. If you could husbandry our booth,
yeah,
to have it be the nice booth, that would be like,
well, it so depends freaking. On what are we trying to give the impression that we are inside the mouth of, like what's, you know, right. What are these? Is this the fangs? You know, it could be my head. I could get my teeth sharpened.
It's Haley Joel Olive's head, and that's exactly. Thank you so much. Yes,
I'm inside
do that.
My
yes.
own head.
So
yeah.
We didn't want to ask for that.
Yeah. You are inside your own head. You ate yourself, and yeah. You also ate all the Haley Joel Olive's olive oil.
And you're saying, hey, come say, hey, I'm going to eat you, and you come eat me as well. And then, yeah. And if you don't want to, a saw is going to shoot out of my ear and take your freaking legs off. So think about that, you know? So it's really, I think it could be great for everyone because your brand will be much more fearsome than it ever has been.
And it also, like, just like in terms of strategically getting people's attention at the farmer's market, the booth is mobile. It does drive. It is a car.
Yeah.
And so you can be like, as people are at other booths, you can drive right up to them and even kind of nudge them away from the purchase that they are making.
Oops, sorry, having trouble reading this map.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the booth has to be very alpha. This booth has to be so alpha. We cannot let the other booths push us around.
No.
It's like all anyone is going to respond to is if we absolutely alpha the moment.
I'm thinking going against traffic at the Rose Bowl, just plowing through bikers and everything.
Boom! Before. I knew you were the man for this job. Exactly. Yes, Haley. Yeah.
Yep. I think this will do it. And I think there's either a swap meet or a farmer's market there. But after a couple laps, you know, we've been getting attention. You know, there's there's screams of excitement going on across the Rose Bowl. And then I just plow right into that parking lot, hacking all of the other stands down. And we are open for business. That's alpha.
That's alpha shit.
And then it's okay that our stuff is on the floor because everything's on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? People will start to see the to logic say? Of keeping your stuff at ankle level. Yeah.
Okay. Our booth rocks. It's honestly the most alpha shit I've ever heard of. So we have that. Now the question is, so we have this bank account set up. That Sean is not actually connected directly to. Basically, what we have to do is figure out how to like take all this cash and convert it into
gobs of it.
Yeah, and like and
so much stinky cash, man.
Take the cash,
pile of bills,
and get it to the bank. Basically, how do you do that?
Is the cash stored in the same place as the oil?
Yeah, it's on the floor.
It's on the floor.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Which is good in a way because the oil holds it still. Like if you're concerned about the wind or even just a strong fan, which we do have a lot of fans in that room.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about a fan blowing the cash around, it's not going to come up because the oil is holding on to it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so these are paper bills. There's more bills than coins.
I hope so.
Because we could do a, you know, it's easiest to do a Coinstar situation right now because most of the world, unfortunately, is going cashless at the moment. So coins, I feel like, are a little bit more doable.
Well, I've been thinking of getting getting into coins just as like an investment.
Sure.
And just like getting all the coins I can get my grubby little mitts on.
Yeah. At some point, $100 dollar coin that shows on late night TV. I've got a couple of those.
Sooner or later, the weight of your money has to factor in some way. And if I got a bunch of metal, right? And all you got is a little piece of paper. What's more alpha between those two kinds of money?
The heavier
one. Really look at that. So I agree with you, Haley.
I've also been thinking of becoming like a sort of like effete bad guy named Mr. Pennies who melts my pennies into bullets, either bullets or like a chopping, like something really sharp or like a blow dart, essentially. Mm. And I wear a suit and I wear a hat sort of like tilted to the side on my head. And like I'm Mr. Pennies and I'm like killing people.
And likewise, I am currently trying to form myself into Dimetron, the evil dime plated robot who, you know, will kind of march through the city. It's a giant mech suit basically made entirely of dimes and it fires dime missiles, you know, out of my, big, you know, rocket fists. So, I mean, I would be willing to work with Mr. Pennies as well. You could unleash me on certain areas of the city, as you know, if you're sort of in your lair.
Pretty alpha. I did in an upcoming project that I haven't announced yet. I am playing a supervillain called Susan Beast Anthony, who is a hexagonal sort of flying disc object who is anti-abortion. It's one of the biggest challenges that I've ever, you know, I'm doing a lot of research right now.
Wow. But she's on some of those half dollars, so that's actually really, really sick.
Yeah.
So you could be a part of our crew in a big way.
We're 3/4 of the way to a Mount Rushmore of coin-centric supervillains.
Kevin, you got anything at all?
Anything, Kevin.
The Chuck E. Cheese coins. Tokens, the arcade tokens. I have an unrelated pitch. Can I be Chief Big Daddy Officer?
Of the... we do all need, like, fun executive names. Like, freaking, like, Ninja Cowboy in Chief and badass at large.
Mm.
Kevin, yours is, I guess, piss.
Just piss officer. Works for me if it's Kevin.
Piss officer.
Okay.
I think your title is just piss. We have our names. We have the coin supervillains that we're going to make. We have the bottle design. We have our brand ambassador. We have the shape and mobility of the booth. We have the recipe for the oil. We have, distribution.
Mm.
That's a big one. How do you get it in the store without them seeing?
Yes. And probably not during operating hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have those.
How do you do this with like a tomato? How do you put a tomato in there?
Everything,
easier with a tomato. There's so
everything
many.
Goes pretty fast mm-hmm. through those pneumatic tubes that they have in the big box stores. I think we find a way to hook into those.
Reverse the flow.
And just, yeah, just, you know, instead of money coming up in the little cylinder, it's our product shooting through onto the shelves. Yeah.
And can you promise I won't get stuck in the tube?
I can promise you that. That's my promise.
I'll hold you to that, sir.
Yeah. As chief officer. Yeah.
Chief officer.
Chief officer. Chief financial barbarian.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Epic windsauce organizer. So sick, 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 sick.
And who's doing that? Who's doing that?
What? The loud?
Yeah, the loud.
That's okay.
Sean's friends.
Well, I joined a motorcycle gang on a trial basis. I'm sort of pledging right now, and they're going to tell me if I get my own motorcycle at the end of some of the hazing. But part of it is that you have to get used to the fumes. So they do kind of set up directly outside my window, and I have to kind of keep all the windows open, and they kind of just blast their motorcycle like muffler fumes right in my face.
Do you have any, like, do you have like extra tomatoes or stuff that we could like put in this? That we don't have, honestly, we don't have that much oil. And so it would really be helpful if we had just other stuff to put in there to make it heavy, the bottle.
Yeah. Oh, and I froze the tomato sauces that I didn't use, that I didn't use this summer. It seems particularly heavy when it's a solid block of red ice. So
okay, yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to do that. I think the spaghetti is actually supposed to be hot.
No, but what you do is you put them in like ice cube trays when it's still liquid, and then throughout the winter you can pop open a little ice cube sized thing of pasta and tomato sauce, dump it in the pan
for a bloody,
yeah,
for a nice
a little Italian bloody noodle,
nice bloody,
bloody
buddy.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. That's interesting.
A bloody Mario.
I don't even like thinking about that. Mario being like hurt like that. I don't like thinking about that. I mean, I'm done with this company. I finished it.
I'm done as well, and I'm actually sick of it, and I'm moving on. The greatest thing you can do as an entrepreneur is fail. Because it teaches you lessons. There's no greater teacher. Vanguard talks about this, that pain is such an essential part of learning, and that the pain of failure is actually one of the most rewarding gifts you can give yourself. And so, obviously, the Haley Joel Olive Company has been dissolved. We're distributing the assets amongst ourselves. And it's been quite a wild ride, and you guys are my brothers. You're my fucking family. I'd lay down in traffic for you guys. I'd get in front of a train, even though I do ads that tell you exactly the opposite. But I would do it for you guys. I went to war with you, and we came back bloodied and beaten, but we survived. And the enemy's running scared. The enemy's on the ropes. The enemy is being
the devil.
Broke, and the devil. Talk about the devil movie.
Oh, the devil. Yeah. Well, again, massive cast.
It's too much.
A lot of names.
Eight people. So, and like, you've gone and like wrangled one of them.
Yeah.
And then you come back and the other one
walked away.
We're
ready to shoot. We got one. Oh,
it's like
the other
Red Rover.
Gone.
You join hands with the cast members you're closest with, and you just kind of force your way through different crowds until you accumulate enough people in a long chain, you know? And so you've got that bond. That's what the preparation usually is.
That's too much.
But it's for most people it is. But not for us. And it's about
script.
An oil
was there
company.
A script or did you wing it?
Oh, there was a script. Yeah. Good script. Yeah. Based on true events too, which means you have to, you know, you got to have those words on the page.
Who plays the who's the devil?
Man, the devil's in all of us. That's the point of the movie. And the devil's also radiation that poisons the groundwater in the Central Valley in California. So, sort of related to our produce company, if that's what it is or was. And
you got to get over it, man.
Yeah,
it's hard to let about go. This company.
It's hard to let go of, you know.
We moved on, you know. I gave sort of a beautiful eulogy for the time that we spent together doing that company, and I'm done, and it's making me worried about you that you can't let it go.
Well, I just wanted to drive around in the booth for a little bit. I mean, I can, even if the company doesn't
you can still
anymore,
use the
I can
booth
still drive
car.
Around in the booth, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I put a big ass engine on there too for you.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. How many V's? 8 V's?
It's V8. Well, it's like tomato juice. So
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Full of nutrients and horsepower.
And it is just, you know, we still have the memories, but that's what they are. They're just memories. And it is time to move on and look forward. And we had a hell of a time, and we almost kicked each other's asses in along the way. But
we had some big fights, and it was actually, we're better friends for it. We're closer for it.
We emerged stronger.
We got into some shit, man. And there was definitely some dick measuring contests along the way.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff that happens when you get a group of alpha bros together like this, and you try to make a company that actually kicks ass and makes a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And is bringing something that the community needs and is giving back in a huge way.
Mm.
And is like Rick Ross baller status, like just like puffing the kush, like dropping ayahuasca, right? Pill cases, right? Haley, all
exactly.
That stuff, man.
Yeah. Snuff boxes, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the movies for Halloween?
It is a Halloween movie, since the devil does appear in it. There's, I believe, the appearance of some pumpkins, kind of like you can see
David S.
right now. David S. Pumpkins. We didn't get him. We tried. Ooh. And it was one of those times where you start shooting and a certain actor has promised you that he is going to take the role, and then he backs out in the middle and we have to get really, really creative.
You go, oh, well, let me replace him with 7 more people instead.
Yeah,
we went
for quantity. Yeah.
Let me see if this conversation sounds familiar. Oh, we don't have David S. Pumpkins, but we can get you Kevin Roberts from the similar sketch that Larry David did first. It's like, no, I don't want Kevin Roberts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we said, right? Too. Yeah. Yeah, those are tough times, but you know, kind of like us getting in our business fights, it makes you stronger as a cast.
Business,
you know,
fights,
when you go through
dude,
that,
yes.
When you go through that experience together. Mm. Yeah.
You gotta go.
Huh?
I thought you were wrapping up. Sorry.
Oh yeah, it sounded like you were
that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Oh man, were you headed out? Ah shit, dude. Ah damn. Ah, I would have loved to. No, but you said you're taking off, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, son of a bitch. That's our producer.
Haley, when's the last time that you saw, talked to, with Scott Aukerman?
Scott, I've been texting him about that Talking Heads show that he has been doing. Because it gave me, I've been alone in my house a lot this year, listening to records. So
How's he on text? I bet he's good.
He has a great, what do you call it?
Gift game.
The face you use.
His gift game's strong.
His gift game is prolific gift user. It's just, it's a lot of gifts back and forth between us. Yeah.
Do you want to do the show, the Talking Heads show?
I already did the REM show, and I think I was definitely punching above my weight with relevance to REM, but that was enough to me. Because now he's having on guests that, you know, for example, were in Talking Heads, which is a little bit closer to the topic than I am.
I think this would actually be a really good next venture for us. And just like thinking about, like, I just cannot help but coming up with these new business ideas. Possibly a business idea where you book yourself on one of Scott's shows and then don't show up and we do it instead.
I think I can arrange that. Yeah.
Oh my God. Are we getting the band back together? God, Haley Joel Olives, the We Ride Again. Jesus, man. It feels weird to be back here with my boys. And I swore it'd be somebody check the weather report in hell. I think it might be calling for some flurries at least.
I said
I'd never do this again.
Has this been a tough couple years for you, having a competing boys show? Has that...
I didn't know.
That's the least of it.
Yeah. We had Jack Quaid on recently. And
oh, nice.
We sort of got into it, and we did end up beating Kevin's ass.
Nice.
In that
Alpha
episode. Yeah, it was actually some of the most dominant alpha shit. So, yeah, I would say absolutely it has been really tough, not because of that at all.
Tough couple of years.
Yeah.
The show has been one of the lone bright spots for us. Loved seeing you on it,
Not this show. The show, The Boys.
Amazon's The Boys.
Has been something of a respite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From everything else.
I'm glad.
No, me too. I just told you I liked it. So, were you saying you had to leave, or what happened with that?
Haley.
Yes.
Cheeseburger choice. Go.
In-N-Out.
Okay.
In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Give me your full order. How many buns?
How many bugs?
How many buns?
Buns.
Number. Go.
One half of the bun, animal style burger, animal style milkshake, animal style Coke, animal style chopped chilies. So
and
a
the
lot,
tomato man must
of,
be putting some of his own. Are you bringing your own tomatoes home to put on it?
Quite you the opposite, hand it, actually.
You give them the tomato at the first window, and then at the second window. They give it back to you and chop.
That is the secret menu. If you bring your own produce, they will process it and you can follow it like the car wash, except you're in the car and they're inside doing work on your tomatoes.
You're also in the car wash. You're also in the car at the car wash, some of them.
Hey, it's in and out,
so
baby.
Not really an accept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, I love you.
Love you. I love you. Thank you for doing the show. I love you. I'm in love with you as well.
Kevin,
this has been
guys,
so
I
awesome
love you too.
Kevin,
I love you. I'm in love
to
with you
to be here with my family, with my fucking family on this incredible day. What's the date today?
The 10th. 10
regardless 10 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 right?
Make a wish.
And I give this experience a 10 out of 10. And 10 10 20. So this is one of those math equation days.
Wow.
You guys are my ride or die day ones.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
That was a HeadGum podcast.